Three, two, one.
Okay. We can't do that. I burped. Oh God, it smells bad. What did I eat for dinner?
First question of the day, what did Yash eat for dinner?
This is not going in the
Inform
recording.
us, Yash.
This is not going in the recording. I might just leave it in as a blooper. Hello, hello. Welcome back, everybody. It's 2021, and if you had any thoughts that it was going to get any better, you thought not. Hi, Ben.
Hi. That was a really good introduction. I couldn't have think of any way better than that to introduce us. This has been such a crappy 2021 already.
And
So
today's date is January 6th, 2021. And this time I'm actually going to tell you the time. It's 10:57 p.m. So yeah, fun fact, we always record really late at night because of course we do. I'm a night owl and I force Ben to become one.
yeah, I would rather record at like noon or any reasonable hour,
Bullshit,
but
that's morning. That's
for
morning
you, for
time.
him it is.
It's
Yeah.
breakfast time at
Breakfast. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Okay.
No, but we told you guys, and we predicted it, but man, did we not predict this? We told you last episode, oh yeah, just a couple of New Year's stuff is coming up, and we're probably going to get stories out of that. Well, New Year's has come and gone, and the stories are much more than I would have ever expected.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really scared to hear what is about to happen
Yeah.
because
Well,
heaven knows what it could be about,
I'll
but
explain to the viewers. We have, this is our first episode featuring a guest, but I only have a clip of her speaking, and Ben hasn't heard this clip. And this is from a New Year's party we were at, and I don't need to explain more because me and our guest Danielle go into it pretty thoroughly. So I will be playing the clip now. All right, welcome to Yasha's little secret recording with our friend Danielle. Hi, Ben. You don't even know this is happening until now, and any stragglers that come along. So, Danielle, say hi to everyone.
Hi.
Danielle is actually our friend from Chicago. She's been visiting for a week now.
Almost.
Okay, all right. And basically, this recording is happening January 4th, 2021. This will be much, much, much after. But basically, since the 31st, I've been hanging out with Danielle and our friend Myra, which you guys have learned about since last episode.
Ben, just don't hate us. How about that?
How about Catch Me Outside? How about that? Is that copyright? I don't know. I'll figure that out later. So basically, what I wanted to talk about with you, Danielle, is Myra hosted a New Year's party at her house and just. How about you just give us a little rundown on who was there and how it was set up?
Okay, yeah. So it wasn't too many of us. It was, of course, you and Ben,
Yes.
and then me and Myra. Yeah, so then we all stayed in the basement the whole time. Like, our parents were upstairs. We're not doing anything too sneaky. They know exactly what's going on.
Fun fact, yeah, this is a New Year's party, but Myra's parents are okay with us bringing alcohol and stuff. And I don't know if by lemonade, I need to stop. You guys already know. Lemonade, I'm bringing alcohol and stuff. And me and Ben probably brought the majority of it. I actually keep mine in a tennis bag of all things because I play tennis, but we're off season right now. So, multifunctionality. I know I get my money's worth. So as I brought it in, I was serving drinks to Danielle, Myra, and Ben, to all of us. I'm usually the server of the group, and this was Danielle's first time. So tell me how that went, actually.
That actually went way better than I thought it would. I figured I would only have like one, maybe two drinks, and I'd already be like tipsy and have to just like cool it. No, I can actually drink a lot more than I thought I would be able to.
I think I gave her, so I was giving her mixed drinks, but
Yeah.
I keep on referring to you in the third person, but I was giving you mixed drinks because I'm actually talking to you right now. And the thing was, I was keeping it pretty light at first because you're like,
Yeah.
what, a 120 pounds soaking wet or something like that.
Yeah, no, I'm a tiny human.
Yeah.
And but like when you were at the equivalent of like 6 shots, you're still fine. And I'm like, okay, I guess we're just gonna keep on going.
I mean, that was over time, but it's still like, it wasn't that much time.
Yeah. Still within like 4 to 5 hours.
Yeah.
That's definitely surprising.
And it got heavier as the night went, which is more surprising. So I had like 3 within like more so like an hour rather than earlier.
And the intensity of the drinks were actually ramped up. And so we have a bunch of 18 to 19 year olds with a lot of alcohol in a basement for a long period of time. One of the 18 year olds, Myra, decides at like 3 a.m.
No, that was like 5 in the morning.
5 a.m. She decides at 5 a.m. that she's going to go to bed, and Mr. Bed, our number one listener right now, who's gonna kill me, was asleep on the sofa with a Raiders blanket that I got him for Christmas. I'm reminding you this because I need you to happy memories. Well, me and Danielle, Danielle was originally just sitting with Ben until he kicked her off to go to sleep.
He didn't kick me off. The thing is, I was playing with his hair, so he was laying on my lap. And I was just playing with his hair. And then you said cuddles. So then I'm like, oh, Ben's tired anyways from me playing with his hair. So I'm like, okay, I'll get up so you can take over the whole couch. So he scooted and pretty much instantly knocked out. And then I went down and cuddled with Yash.
And we were talking, we were cuddling, stuff like that. And then after a while, was I the insinuator?
Yeah.
Nah. Okay, you were... Because we were, like, being pretty touchy-feely, like, since day one.
Yes, but it's also, like, you started it. But the thing is, I wasn't pushing away at all. I was going with the
flow. You were going with it. And not even, like, you were, like, okay. Like, you were actually participating.
No, exactly.
Yeah, so, like, it wasn't just me. We'll give myself 60% of the blame. I'll give you a good 40.
Yep. No, that's accurate.
That's right, accurate. And then as you're talking, I don't know what happened, but I think I just kissed you, right?
Yeah, pretty much. yeah, we were just talking, and then you ended up kissing me. And then it's worse, because then I ended up breaking down for a minute.
So guys, have you ever kissed a girl, and then the girl's just crying in your arms? Ever think you're a bad kisser?
It's not even because of that, and he knows the whole story, which I'm not going to eat up all the time and tell it again.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like the last relationship I was in, and the last time I kissed someone was a very toxic and abusive relationship. So it was kind of like, it wasn't like his fault that it triggered it, but it's also like I wasn't fully mentally prepared, but I also didn't hate it at the same time. And I'm not sure if that makes sense.
Considering we started making out right after.
Yeah, no, we went right back to, like, a couple seconds later after I stopped crying.
So what was different about this experience for me? So when I've been with girls in the past, and I think I told you then, is usually it's either just desire, but they're, like, nothing, like, more, not much small talk and stuff like that. But we definitely did a lot of small talk. We would just talk about random shit.
Yeah, we couldn't stop. The only reason we stopped kissing at times was to ask another question or to keep up a story.
Yeah.
So it's like in between stories or like conversation, we would just start making out again and then just be like right back.
Randomly. It was fun. I had fun.
That was fun. That was different. I don't think many people could be like, yeah.
Have you ever had something like that or no?
No, I've only... last time I made out with someone, it didn't last long. It was like one short, like, minute session. That was about it, and that would have been like 2 years ago.
Yeah, and then I don't think I've told you guys, I've been with other people since like since my last relationship. Oh god, I haven't told you guys the relationship stories. No, we're pushing that back, or maybe before, because this is an episode in March, so
should be the relationship episode.
Maybe I'll decide that later, but. Either you guys already know or you don't know. Who knows? Moving on. I hadn't, up until I kissed you in like New Year's to 2021, I hadn't kissed anyone since technically 2019, except like jokingly, like some with drunk friends, kisses with like a later, jokingly. But yeah, not a real kiss with anyone until my last relationship. So that was kind of like, oh yeah, that's what that like.
But it was officially 2021 as well. Like, it was officially on the New Year's. We didn't do anything until the New Year as well.
Yeah, you were just playing with my hair a little bit, yeah.
No, definitely, more than a little bit. I sat with you on my lap for like a good like half an hour at least.
Yeah. I'm like a cat.
Yeah, you were just face planted in my lap.
But I'm like playing. Allergic to cats. Oh yeah, I learned I'm allergic to one of Myra's cats. That's fun.
Only one of them?
Okay. Probably both of them, but I only got to like pet one of them, and that, no, I was brushing her and I was literally like got allergic. We had an allergic reaction after. Anyways. yeah, see, we're getting off topic again. This is what me and her do. It's like we're doing something and then we just talk about something else, and I guess making up also gets involved in that.
Well, we didn't do that this time.
Yeah, no, obviously not. but after a little while, we started getting a little more handsy. Was it me again?
Yeah, it was you again, because we started making out and then you put your hand on my chest, but like over clothes and stuff originally. Yeah.
And then you were like right there on the sofa.
It's after we stopped like talking for a second and really just focused on kissing for a lot, you just hear Ben go, dude.
And the fear. I think I was like kind of on her, my head, like I think her bra was open and stuff, right?
No,
like,
yeah.
And I was like kissing you down below the neck, and we just hear him go, dude, and I instantly drop face first on the bed, and I'm like covering your chest with my hand, and I drop you with me. So it looks like we're just sleeping.
Not even the bed, we were on the floor.
Yeah, we were on the floor, like a little, Myra set up a little mattress for us on the floor. And we just stood still for like a minute thinking, shit, is he awake?
But and no. We both look up. Ben's not even looking towards us. He's completely knocked out. And then he like mumbled something else as well.
Dude, Ben, you're like talking in your sleep, and it's like the most dramatic shit that's happening to me.
Oh, I don't know how he didn't find out. And then after that point, shortly after that point, we decided let's not do it like laying like a foot away from Ben. So we moved somewhere else in the basement.
Yeah. And this is a funny part. I don't know if I'll even show it to Ben. As we were going, and as I was getting near climaxing, I thought I saw Ben stand up. But it was just the chair. It was just the chair next to.
No, I remember that you fall and panicked and stopped everything you were doing and stopped and stared.
That was bad, but it was just a chair. We had done. We cleaned up, and then we freaking just Danielle left. And I went to sleep
because it was already like almost seven in the morning.
Yeah, 7 in the morning. I asked
Myra, brain stopped working for a second. I asked her when her mother would be awake, because obviously she said the girls have to sleep upstairs. So I wanted to be upstairs asleep, with quotations around asleep, before she woke up. And she said 7:30. So that's why I'm like, after we finish that, I very well, and I wanted to go back and just cuddle and stuff with him. But I'm like, no.
I just want
to
fall asleep together after that. That's fun.
That's the thing. I was like, we're both going to fall asleep. Let's not get in trouble. So I was like, I'm going to go upstairs, back up into her room.
Yeah, you made a smart decision.
Yeah, not the one I wanted, but it's a smart one.
And then we had breakfast the next morning and pretended like nothing happened. And we still do that in front of our friends.
They have to suspect something, though, because
Myra, definitely.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about each other way too much, way too often now.
We text so much now.
Yes.
No, but one thing I wanted to get away from this experience, besides just that happened, was before all this happened, I was like, you're my friend, but we weren't like super close, right?
No, yeah.
So it's weird, as in like, you usually see, oh, friends, their friendships get ruined after something like this. But this really more like just enhanced our friendship somehow.
No, because I'm out of town. So the first time I came here was for like prom, which I'm not sure if you'll ever tell that story.
In July, yeah.
Yeah. So I was here because that was actually around my birthday party. I turned 18 with them because all my friends decided they couldn't come to my birthday party, even though I told them I'm in advance.
That's depressing.
And Mira was over at my house just doing the rounds, and she was going to head back. So I literally packed my bags, hopped in the car, and joined them for like almost 2 weeks. And I made friends with everyone, but it was very temporary. I feel like everyone didn't really click that I'm going to be back.
Yeah, yeah. We were like, oh, she's here, but she'll be gone. And I kind of was like, at that time, I wasn't over. It's funny because before we started, I think I literally got over like my ex who I haven't dated since that senior year. Yeah. When did I say 11th grade was the last time I kissed someone? 12th grade was. I don't know. I messed it up. But yeah. But like senior year, I literally got over her on the 31st. It was weird and stuff.
Yeah. So it was kind of like all that. So then I came back and I didn't tell any of them until like most people were like, yeah, we're not coming to the New Year's party. And I'm like, okay, shit. Let's see if the I'm in town card works.
I knew. Well, I was going to go to the New Year's party anyways.
But I know you
but
were.
But I knew because Myra told me the weekend before.
Yeah.
And I think my dumbass accidentally let it slip because someone said Gigi's not coming. And I'm like, I thought Gigi was coming.
I know. And then at that point, me and Myra were just like, we need to take a picture. And we took a picture together and we sent it to the group chat. And we're like, by the way, we were BSing you.
Yeah.
So you guys decided to come the day beforehand.
And hang out.
See me because Olivia wasn't going
to
see me.
Yeah, Olivia wouldn't have been able to see you because she went and spent New Year's with her boy toy. No, it's fine. Jeffrey.
I got them all addicted to tarot cards.
Yeah, I love tarot cards. Okay, I don't believe in this tarot witchcraft and witchery, but I will say it's been accurate so far, is all I'm going to say. It basically predicted me and you kind of hooking up.
Not kind of. It really did.
Yeah, it really did. You thought it would be, you didn't think it'd be me because we didn't really talk.
And no, the worst thing is because I've been really focused because I was like trying to really like, I like it. So I'm like, I need to get like hard onto like something I like to do. So I've been starting it during like the month of December and really doing them. It's been talking about this guy for like the past month. And it originally started like for the first 10 days, I'm not going to know anything. And then it's slowly going to start. And then it's just going to hit. And I'm going to know. And I guessed any other guy but him. I even guessed a V before you because he was the only one I still talked to after I left in July. No one else I talked to,
I didn't definitely guess you. I didn't think anything would happen.
No, exactly.
Funny how that stuff works. But yeah, that's what that happened.
Fate is twisted.
I think we're good. I think we got it all.
Yeah.
So yeah, Ben, don't hate me. You're gonna about to see this section along read hear the section along with the viewers. And past Yosh is alive. We'll see what present Yosh is dealing with.
I love you, Ben.
Bye.
Okay.
And hi, I am present Yosh, and let's see what's about to happen. Okay. Ben, before you start,
my God.
Before you start, I have to ask one question.
Right? I have no words.
I have to ask one question first. I have to ask, okay? You gotta let me in.
You don't deserve to ask a question.
No, let me speak. How was me and Danielle's recording? Like, was it good to listen to?
Did you just ask me if that was fun to listen to, Yosh?
Like production quality wise, not story content.
Oh, A+. Yeah, for quality, I give you an A+. For the content, I fail you. I give you an F-, an H, if that's possible.
H so for find help.
Yes. So let me just get this straight. Okay. So you guys start kissing and doing sexual things with each other, at which point I was a foot away from you.
No, we were only kissing and making out near you. We moved away for anything sexual. I'm going to say.
Okay. All right. I guess that makes me feel a tad bit better.
Less violated.
I never would have expected that you and Danielle would have done anything together. You guys just seemed like slight acquaintances that hadn't seen each other in a
while. We were, though. That's exactly what we were.
Her outfit was very aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, yeah. What inspired this exactly? Okay.
It was a number of factors, right? Okay.
Okay.
One, she was being very touchy-feely with me from the start, right?
Yes, I can see that.
Two.
She does like to pet people's hair a lot.
Not just that, as in like, she got, like on the 31st, I don't think anyone noticed. I was like kind of leaned on her, and then my head kind of slipped to her chest, right? And then she kind of just started petting me. So like, I could feel the energy start from there, right?
Oh, okay.
And gosh, I never would have thought me and Danielle of all people.
Yeah.
Her outfit was very aesthetically pleasing on at the New Year's party. I think you guys noticed that, right? Like, it matched her hair so perfectly. I think that like that actually like that played a role in some way.
Wow, I am in utter shock at the moment.
Okay,
oh, but you know what's most surprising to me though, Yash?
But
she wasn't a blonde. I congratulate you on that.
Yeah, Danielle's hair is dyed, but guess what? She is behind. She's a natural blonde.
Oh, okay.
She's a hidden blonde. But I think her hair is very pretty. Oh, I think I said this to her at one point, right? I was like, I thought it was real. Most usually, I don't like it when girls have shorter hair and it's dyed, right? That is like so not me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I would never be attracted to Danielle. But like when I was kissing her there at that moment, I just appreciated it because I was like, you could have been like every other stereotypically pretty blonde girl, but you're doing your own thing.
Yeah. And so is your friendship fine with her?
Yeah. Like I said, literally, it's so weird. We went from acquaintances to actually good friends after. So weird.
Yeah.
And okay. And I will let you know because you can get mad about this one. But the second we got done recording, we engaged in more extracurriculars, is let's just say.
Jeez. That does not make me feel better.
It's like a rap. Yeah, but this was at my house. It's different.
Oh. Wait, what? At your house?
This segment was recorded at my house that you just listened to because she doesn't have a quality mic like that.
Oh my gosh. So wait, okay. So this whole event took place at
the New Year's party happened at
Myra's, right?
Yeah. And then the day or two, one or the 2 days after, right? Literally I asked her over to do the recording because I knew I wanted to get your react. I wanted to at least have it as an option for the podcast. Because I did promise, I did promise the viewers, I was like, oh, some stuff might happen, so we'll talk about it.
And then you guys did it again.
I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of, I've been with like you know, like I've talked about like my first time and how I enjoyed it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like with the other girl, Ava, right?
Yeah.
And then with St. Clair, right?
Uh-huh.
I think with Danielle has been my most favorite time because it was also just fun. Like we could talk normally. Wow. It wasn't just like your desire. Yeah.
Wait, please expand on that last part. So you guys said that you would talk about like things and tell stories to each other.
No, like
while you were making out.
Like we were kissing here and there, and then we'd stop, and then we'd like continue our regular conversation like our friends have.
What?
I don't know. It was
how
fun. I don't know. It just felt right. So fun fact to the viewers: I've done sexual stuff with my girlfriends, but I've never slept with any of them. Right? So every hookup I've had. I have regretted each one in some form, right? Even Ava, I regret a little. And even St. Clair, I regret on some degree, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with Danielle, I don't regret it at all. I don't know. I feel bad for you. I guess that's the only regret I have. But
well, hey, if it made your friendship stronger, as weird as I think that is... I'm happy for you.
Oh my god. When you were just in that shock mode after listening, I was like, I'm gonna die. This episode 3 is last episode because I'm about to die.
Oh, yep.
Well, you're not in physical vicinity of me
just
yet.
Just be glad I don't have that rifle yet. I would be on my way over to your house.
Oh my god. Or just send your psychopath brother who, oh my god, we need to talk about your brother one day.
We do.
Oh god.
That'll be a whole episode.
So now everyone.
Okay, wait, listening. I do have one other question though.
Yeah, one second.
Okay. So I sleep talk? I did not know that.
Yeah,
I
you talk in your sleep, dude, and that freaked us out, which made us funny.
So wait, what did I say exactly?
One time, the first time you said dude, and we're like, wait,
dude, oh, that's like the worst thing I could have said.
Or, and then like,
was it like an aggressive dude? Like,
yeah,
dude.
Like an oh, the fear in my eyes, Ben. I have never been so scared of you in my life.
Yeah, I just jump up and attack you.
while she doesn't have her bra on. I was still fully clothed, but yeah. Oh
my god. Well, at least that.
This is why I hope. Okay. This is why a part of me sometimes hopes this podcast never blows up, but at the same time, I want it to.
Oh my gosh, if it does, we're so screwed.
I'm screwed right now. No, we're going to get to your compromising stories soon enough. Going down with me, boy.
Yay, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
I don't have any compromising stories, though.
Yes, you do. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
No, but anyways, for the viewers. Now that's not the entire episode. We wanted to talk about the because I almost said the wrong thing, right? Okay. 3, 2, 1. So we also wanted to talk about Danielle's last day. And what happened there? So Ben, do you want to set the scene?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to talk about it. So, we were at bowling at a bowling alley with our friends
Myra, Danielle, Olivia,
and Olivia.
She came back from visiting her boyfriend Jeffrey, and then me and Ben.
Yep. So it was just us, and we had a pretty good bowling game, which I won. For the record,
Ben's amazing at bowling, dude. He's okay. Well, okay, he's better than us at the very least. The kid stomps.
I wouldn't say amazing. It's just we all suck really bad, and I suck less than everyone else. That's
bro. The second game, you were getting strikes and spares only. It was crazy.
Well, yeah, I got 2 strikes, so I got 137 as my score, which isn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'd consider that average at least. But anyways, so we had a fun time bowling, and then we went over to Myra's house, and we had an interesting dinner with Myra's family.
Can we talk about Myra's mom? Oh my
yes,
god.
We do. We need to talk about
we'll call her mom. Mrs. Myra. She
Mrs. Myra.
She, oh my god. Insults her daughter so much, and it's kind of funny but also very depressing.
Yeah, no, like we've known about Myra's mom for a while as kind of like a Karen figure, like very sarcastic,
but we like Myra. Her
yeah, but we've always liked her, and we always thought she was just kind of being sarcastic around us and funny, and like that she was like, I don't know, kind of rude to Myra, but not that bad. But then after that dinner and after the experience that we'll tell you about that we had with Myra and Danielle, we've just started to understand her mom so much more, and we feel so bad that for Myra now
because, I sympathize with that girl.
I know. Yeah, we never realized how much she goes through.
We still love Mrs. Myra, and like her mom's amazing and everything, right? It's just she. Yeah, but it'd be better for Myra if she didn't make fun of her daughter in front of her friends.
Yeah, much
that's
better.
All. That's about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
anyways,
anyways,
we could go through dinner, and then we all watch a movie. And then me and Yash went home.
No.
And
let me say, because you're missing something, is we both started getting calls from our individual family members. You from your younger brother, Zach the psychopath. He's going to be a great episode. And me from my mom, right? And I actually came and I lied to my mom, and I was like, oh, mom, I'm going to go work at Lowe's. I do work at Lowe's. It's just I'm on leave right now, right? And I wanted to go hang out like with them for the entire day because I'm on break. So I just said I was at work, right? And then like my mom kind of didn't believe me because Lowe's closes at like 9 p.m. and it was like 10 p.m. But like when I work there, usually if I'm doing a late shift, I'm also cleaning like an hour late, right? Mm-hmm. So what happened was I asked Ben to drive me to Lowe's and I drove to Lowe's and then I FaceTimed my mom in front of like the Lowe's side until I was like, yeah, I just got out. I'll be leaving now. That was fun. And then we get in my car and I realize I'm home alone. So I invite Ben to sleep over for the night. And yeah. We get to my house, and as we're in my house, we're doing some of the vitamins and the lemonade. And
yes, both in combination.
Yes, in combination. And we decided to, I texted Myra and Danielle to come over because they wanted us to stay over at their place, but we didn't realize my house would be open. So
yeah, so that was stupid idea number one, and I fully supported it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that happened, and then go on.
They came over, and I guess Myra was dealing with a lot of shit with her family and stuff, right? So she was already on edge, like, as Danielle would tell us later, but she could smell the vitamins and she wasn't like that pissed her off. So after a while, she just like went upstairs and was like laying on my sofa or something. And then me, Danielle, and Ben were on the sofa. Ben, take it from here.
Oh, where to begin? Well, all right. Yeah, we were all just sitting on the sofa. And then me and Yash were getting super emotional because of the vitamins. I guess we get really emotional.
No, it's because we upset Myra. We were part of Myra's stress and that really upset us.
Yeah, she was like crying upstairs and we felt really bad because we thought that like we were a major part of the reason that she was crying.
Yeah,
but then Danielle started to explain to us that while we were really just a small part of the problem, and that she was on edge already because her mom was like being horrible to her and like telling her to lose weight and stuff.
What we didn't realize was that, so Myra initially told us she didn't mind the smell of the vitamins, like way before, right? And she's been with us while we had vitamins and she always seemed fine. This time, I guess she's never really been okay with it, but she just kind of ignored it, which kind of hate that because I don't like doing stuff in front of people when they're uncomfortable. That's why I ask people. We never will again. We've learned our lesson, but we were in that state, and so we were getting deeply emotionally upset that we upset Myra. And Danielle was like the emotional rock holding us together.
Yeah, no, she actually was like, she has this amazing ability to be like an amazing mediator and just like stay chill and talk things through with
everyone. She'll be a great therapist if she ever wants to be.
I know. Well, she's such a great friend to Myra, too.
Yeah.
That's amazing that she was able to keep everyone okay and keep Myra stable and talk to us about it and make us feel better. And then, once we had that conversation, it's just, we got all emotional.
And as we were talking to her, I connected to like Danielle's soul, right? Like I felt like my friendship with her enhanced was enhanced with the hookup. I know, seems weird. But that conversation while on vitamins with Ben and Danielle was completely like clean, sober, right? And literally Ben and I, like, I think like some of our deepest insecurities that we didn't even tell anyone, right? Because I don't know, it just never came up, just came out for like both of us, and she did too, and like the three of us like emotionally bonded.
Oh yeah, I think the best way to properly describe it would be to say that we discussed nuances of greater divinity and the soul. It truly was.
She like stole a piece of my soul and went to Chicago with it.
Exactly, like we talked about things with her and each other that we never had in the past, and
Ben and I are pretty open like we about were, it. Yeah. Ben and I are pretty open about everything. It's just, I don't know, I guess there was just one or two things.
Yeah, Danielle just had a way of connecting us all somehow, and I have no idea how she did it.
We are gonna visit her in Chicago sometime. That girl stole my soul. I'm gonna say this. Probably. I love Danielle, but it's not in the way of like I'm like romantically connected to her, right? It's a way that's so hard to explain. Like, so I love you like you're my best friend. Like, you are my best friend, right? I love Olivia like she's my sister, right? And I don't even know how to explain the way I love Danielle, but it's like friendship dash like attraction dash like an understanding on the soul level. I also feel like I have a soul level understanding with you now too.
Exactly. It's like we're all connected at a higher level almost.
This is divinity. This is some like hippie stuff.
It is.
We're like very logical people, and Daniel's like rubbing the hippie off on us.
Yeah, maybe we're meant to be druggies. This is how we get all our great business ideas.
Vitamin enthusiasts.
Yes. Vitamin enthusiasts. That's one way to put it. So, yeah, I think this kind of wraps up the episode.
A little shorter, but I think the content's definitely valuable.
Oh, yeah. Very valuable. So, Danielle, if you're listening,
we love miss you.
We're going to come see you in Chicago over the summer, whether you like it or not.
I've never been to Chicago. Okay. I know we were like kind of wrapping up, but I kind of want to talk about Chicago with you now.
Okay. Well, wait. Have we told them about Baltimore already?
No. We'll get to that later. But
okay.
All I'm going to say.
Me and Yash are retarded when we go into cities.
That's fun. But all I'm going to say is my perception of Chicago has been two things: murder rates and the comedian John Mulaney. So, you know. I'm excited. And
now Danielle.
Like, yeah, and now Danielle. I want to see Danielle, but I also want to visit the city straight up because I just have like such a limited understanding of what it is. Oh, and the Bears.
I know. Yes. I want to be shot in Chicago like a true Crip.
Gang's going to kill us or something. No. We're not part of any gangs. We're not cool.
Anymore. If you're a gang member out there, I'm sorry if I offended you.
If you're a gang member out there, there's better things you could be doing than listening to this.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Okay. Oh, and Yash, I guess I should say, I don't hate you.
Yay! Woo! He said he guesses, so we'll see how that works out. But yeah, yay!
For now.
I'll buy you lunch. I'll make it up for you.
All right. Fair.
And then we're going to wrap it up. I know it's a little shorter today, or it actually might not be. We'll see. But I don't think any other topic would be appropriate to just randomly fit in. So we'll be back to more of the normal telling stories of the past next episode. But I hope you guys enjoy it. Future Yash, future Ben, Danielle, if you're listening, and any other stragglers that come along.
Yep.